This is Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Nick Schwert on new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
Five after four, Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. Coming up at 4:45, we will talk to Billy Thomas. He'll be back for the Round Ball Classic. Ben McLemore should be calling in any minute with Derek Johnson. I'm Nick Schwert. At 4:30, we're going to talk to Matt Anthony. He is the founder and the president of the Head for the Cure, returning to Lawrence Rock Chalk Park on June 11th after being absent for a couple of years. It's all benefiting a great cause, as is the Round Ball Classic, which is why we're talking to Billy Thomas. This is why we're going to be talking to Ben McLemore here in just a couple of minutes. It's why tomorrow we're going to be out at Jefferson West at 15th and Wakarusa. We'll be joined by Bud Stallworth, Calvin Thompson. We've got Mark Randall. We've got Jeff Geldner, Sharon Collins, Cole Aldridge. You tell them you're there for the Round Ball Classic, and they're going to donate 50% of your ticket directly to the cause. We'll be out there doing the show. All those guys are going to hop on with me between 3 and 6 o'clock. So it's going to be a fun show. There still could be more guys who are going to be out there joining us. So please come and join us. And even if you can't make it for the show, just get out there and get your lunch at Jefferson's tomorrow. Go get your dinner at Jefferson's tomorrow, knowing that it's going to be all benefiting a great cause, which is the Round Ball Classic. And talking to Brian last week, and it really is going to be the biggest event that they've had. It's going to be more guys than they've ever had. A grand total of 50 former Jayhawks in some form or fashion are going to be participating in it, whether it's football, basketball, women's basketball. Going to be a lot of guys out there. Drew Gooden is the big guy who's making his first appearance in the game. I know Mario Chalmers has, I think he was in the second one that they did, but this is Mario's first game since participating in the second ever Round Ball Classic. So this thing is getting bigger every single year, and I joked with Brian, like, eventually are you going to get to a number where you have to start turning guys away? Because you got 50 guys, that's 25 on each side of this. You're going to run out, like, just physically, you're not going to have room to fit all of those guys on one bench. Maybe we'll have to turn it into a football game, like a flag football game, right?
That'd be fun.
Would it, though?
Well, heck, why not do both? Like, you can have your basketball game. You can have a football game as we approach August or September as well with some former KU football alumni.
Yeah, I mean, basketball, there's just a finite amount of people that you can get on one court, whether they're on the sidelines or actually playing.
A charity softball game? Although that's probably even less people.
What if we just did a 10-on-10 game of basketball?
Such a mess. Wait, why not have a tournament? 5-on-5 tournament?
There we go.
8 teams?
But see, that would kind of eliminate the former players, like the guys from the 80s and 90s.
Well, let's say you have, instead of 50, you have 80 guys. That means you have 8 teams in a tournament. Each of them have 10. So then you could still have your older players who have minute caps.
Yeah, I think that...
that's doable.
And I think the guys would still do it knowing that it's for a good cause. Like, we're not going to win this thing, but let's trot out the 92 Final Four team. You know, people would... I would watch that just because, of course, they're not going to beat the 08 National Championship team.
I mean, you can get creative with this. You could have a decade matchups. You could have a 92 team versus a 98 team.
Oh, wow.
And then you could have a 07, 08 team versus 02, 03 team or something.
Yeah, that's an interesting theory. I don't know who would be on those decade teams. I think we should do that sometime. Go by the decades and figure out which team would stack up the best. Now, obviously, you wouldn't be able to take them in their present form, but it would still be, I think, a pretty fun exercise to do. I'm Nick Schwert. It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. The Round Ball Classic on Thursday. Ben McLemore makes it a point to get back every summer for this event, and he joins us now on the show. Ben, how are you today, man?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for hopping on. What is it about the Round Ball Classic that kind of, you know, makes you want to get back to Lawrence every summer?
Obviously, the whole big deal, the Round Ball, and the charity event, and, you know, the kids, and, you know, the fans, and everybody, you know, coming and supporting the cause and things like that. So I'm so glad I had a chance to, be involved into it and always come back to be a part of it. So it's very special to me, and I know it's very special to all the kids and everybody and is involved in the round ball.
You know, we were talking about this before you came on. You've got a very unique relationship with the city of Lawrence to the point of where, you know, there aren't a lot of guys who, you know, you were only here for 2 years, but you are embraced like a guy who stuck around here for 4 or 5 years. And I think that you could kind of feel that even when you were in Lawrence. Like, how would you describe your relationship with this town and this community?
It's a great relationship. Like you said, I was only here or there at University of Kansas in Lawrence, Kansas, for just 2 years. But I always had a chance to come back to Lawrence and visit, you know, friends, coaches, players, and, you know, the city of Lawrence. And they always, you know, show the same support, the love when I was there. So it's always great to come back and get that love again.
What's the what's that KU brotherhood like amongst you and a lot of the guys who are going to be in the game on Thursday? I know there's a lot that aren't going to be able to make it back, but that brotherhood between KU guys, not just all of your teammates, but the guys that you see around the league each year in the NBA.
Yeah, it's always love. We bleed blue, red, and blue, and it's gonna be rock chalk forever. You know, every time we see each other, you know, when I see the Twins, T. Rob, Wayne, or, you know, Kelly, JoJo, Wiggs, you know, all those type of guys, Brandon. It's always good to see them, and it's always, we always put a smile on each other's face when we see each other because we know it's that brotherhood, you know, being and playing at the University of Kansas.
Yeah, we're talking to Ben McLemore here on Rock Chalk Sports Talk. You mentioned Wayne Selden, who didn't get drafted last year, but he's able to was able to find a home, gets called up on a 10-day contract. All of a sudden, he winds up starting for the Grizzlies, who are, you know, going into the playoffs. Did you have any conversations with him while all of this kind of stuff was happening?
No, I didn't, but obviously, it's a blessing. You know, he had the opportunity to start and, you know, get the call up and also play on a playoff team, which that's every kid's dream, is to play, make the playoffs. And, you know, he had the opportunity to play in the playoff game for the first time, and I know it was a great feeling.
Are you excited to team up with Jeff Withey again on Thursday? I don't know if you've seen the rosters, but you guys are playing together. His first time back for the game.
It's always great to see Jeff, man. That's another teammate that I didn't mention. It was Jeff Withey. It's always good to see him. We always talk, you know, always put a smile on Jeff's face as well. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to see him and playing with him again like the old days. And, you know, I just can't wait. Can't wait to get there and you know, have a great time with everybody and see everybody and enjoy this moment.
You know, I was looking back at it last night, and it seems like I think I counted like 4 or 5 Kentucky guys who you've teamed up with in Sacramento over the years. And you know,
man.
You know what that rivalry is like around here. You know how people in Lawrence feel about the Wildcats. So are there any friendly wagers going on whenever KU and Kentucky meet up, which seems like it's every year now?
Man, you already know. yeah, I mean, it's crazy because it's like my first, you know, I've been there for 4 years now, and every year it's been a Kentucky on my team, Kentucky guy on my team. Obviously, I got there with DeMarcus, Chuck Hayes, who else was there with Chuck? Patrick Patterson.
Yeah.
So it was already, you know, my first year. That's my rookie year. Then my second year, it's the same. We got, obviously, DeMarcus stayed. And I can't think who came.
Well,
I think Rondo.
Rondo, yeah,
right?
You had Rondo, yeah.
Rondo. The Rondo, and then we had, obviously, Willie. Then we got, man.
Yeah, you guys had Scalabus year last year.
Last year. So I played with a lot of Kentucky guys. I mean, you know, obviously when Kentucky and Kansas play against each other, we always smile at each other like, yeah, you know what time it is. So it's always fun to, you know, watch that game and watch them guys compete against each other and just seeing that that rivalry, and you know, it's always intense too. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, you look across the NBA teams, you've got Kentucky, Kansas, North Carolina players are all across the league, but I'm sure you've seen
all over.
Recently, the past couple of years, you've had a lot of the top high school prospects, whether it was Ben Simmons or Markelle Fultz and now Michael Porter Jr., they're going to lesser-known basketball schools like Mizzou and LSU and Washington. As being a guy who went to a Blue Blood program in Kansas, like, what do you see the benefits of going to one of those elite programs in college being for you?
You know, I grew up watching Kansas. I always grew up a fan, you know. And it's crazy. I had this conversation with one of my cousins and one of my family members about the whole situation with me going to Kansas and not Mizzou. And my mom wanted me to go to Mizzou so bad. So I just grew up watching Kansas, you know.
Yeah.
Just, you know, watching Sharon, Xavier, and the Twins, and T-Bob, and all those guys. Watching them play, things like that. So it's just like they always wanted to be a Jayhawk. And when I had the opportunity to be one, it's like, how can you turn that down and see what this program can do with their players and what this program has done in the years, and feel self and their staff do an amazing job, and look at Kirk Townsend, you know, and all those guys. And, you know, it's just, it's hard to say no, you know. So it's just like you got the Kansas, Kentucky, North Carolina, all those teams, and you know what you're going to get out of those coaches and playing for this program and obviously winning and, you know, and developing an NBA prospect. And obviously you can see those teams, those schools had done a great job with that.
Well, I'm so glad you didn't go to Mizzou, man, because I'm a big fan of you, and I just tell you straight up, like, we wouldn't be talking today if you were if you had spent your season playing in Columbia. Hey, what's the best piece of advice you ever got from Coach Self? Is there anything that stands out?
Best piece of advice, man, Coach Self has gave me. Man, so many advice he gave me. I can say this, then he definitely helped me on and off the court, maturity-wise. He helped me mature a lot for his life, on and off the court. So I can say that that's pretty one biggest and main thing that stood out to me that he helped me with, you know, developing me, you know, and getting me ready for the next league, next step of the NBA, was maturity.
We're talking to Ben McLemore. Coming back in town for the Rock Chalk Roundball Classic, it's the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. I know your decision to leave after your 1 year at KU was kind of a no-brainer because of how high you were going to be drafted, but now that you've got that in the rearview mirror and you know what it's like to develop in college and what it's like to develop in the pros, is it easier to develop in the NBA or in college?
That's why I mentioned maturity. What Coach Steph did to help me, because obviously coming in young, trying to understand the lifestyle of college and, you know, the ups and downs and things like that, maturity is a big step in life, you know, and without maturity is tough. So I can say you're going to develop throughout the course of the NBA, regardless, with the way the league is going and how the league develop their players and different teams develop their players. And I can say it's kind of hard to develop being a young guy in a league sometimes. You just got so many different coaching and different teams that, you know how to orchestrate that organization and things like that. So I can say it's kind of tough in the league because it's coming at being a young guy.
You know, much like you,
tougher in the league than easy.
Sorry to interrupt there, Ben. Much like you, you got another talented young freshman from Kansas, Josh Jackson. He's making the leap to the NBA like you. He's going to be one of the top picks in the draft. I don't know how much you had a chance to watch him last year at Kansas, but how do you think his game translates to the NBA?
I think he'll translate great. I think he's probably the best prospect in the draft, to my opinion. you know, skills wise, you know, both ends of the floor. I think he's definitely prepared and ready, and I think he's going to make that leap and be that guy. I think he's like an Andrew Wiggins to me. There's another Andrew Wiggins there. You know, obviously, that's Josh Jackson. I know Andrew Wiggins, but
yeah,
obviously he's going to make his own name. You know, but that's me saying, you know, I think that he's going to make that leap like Andrew Wiggins, you know, obviously. But yeah, I think he's ready. I think he's prepared, and he's gonna be that guy. Obviously, and not just saying because he's a Jayhawker, but you can just see. I have watched his games in Kansas, and you can just see like, yeah, this guy's gone. This guy's gonna be the next level type caliber player. So.
Well, he's Ben McLemore, going to be in town for the Round Ball Classic this week. Ben, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes to hop on with me, and we'll be excited to have you back in town later this week, man.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me again.
All righty, thank you. That is Ben McLemore of the Sacramento Kings, formerly a Jayhawk, lifetime Jayhawk. David Lawrence always hammers that home for me. So happy to have Ben on. We'll talk to Billy Thomas coming up at 4:45. Let's rank stuff. At 5 o'clock on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.